how sometimes I just don't have the energy to cook, right? Especially something healthy.
Usually, especially something healthy.
I have other things to do, like taking care of my family and my pets and exercising and TikTok and running and errands and all that good stuff. So,
you know what? Healthy food involves chopping. Who's got time for chopping?
Not me. I don't have time for it. So we switched it up and we ordered Daily Harvest.
And Daily Harvest food and smoothies, they never use preservatives, added sugar, artificial anything. So, you know, it's like totally healthy.
Yes.
Including they have a recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. So it's super delicious.
And there's no need to overthink any of your meals for the week with that Daily Harvest. It's ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So you waste less food. And that's awesome, too.
Daily Harvest is delicious, clean food without the prep.
That's right. So get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code IMOMSOHARD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code IMOMSOHARD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
Hello. I wore a lot of makeup today too, Kristen, for this podcast.
I didn't mean to. You know, I mean, that's not what I should say. I should always say that getting ready and getting jazzed up for this podcast is everything. But we all know I live in a casual space. So me putting on makeup and a high pony tells you I'm dressed up for a reason.
I am very casual right now. The only reason I have clean underwear on is because I peed myself sneezing earlier. So I have the same pants on, but I did put on some fresh drawers. And you're listening to the I'm Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also watch the podcast and see all of the very thick concealer I have under my eyes right now on our YouTube channel.
Man,
you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
I think we just became a fetish podcast. Like somebody either was like, no, that's not what I wanted. That's not what, or they're like, why am I aroused? She's talking about peeing her pants.
It works for my husband. He does not care.
They don't get to care. Because they come to the table with a couple things. If my husband, I'm honestly like, get your fingers out of your nose, man. And if you tell me it's dry skin again, I'm going to lose my mind because I know that it's not because I see what your pants are covered in and it's boogers and it's gross. End of story. Yeah. And I've got my things. I'm real tootie in the morning. And you know what? We take each other at face value.
That's part of a healthy diet. That's just what happens if you're getting the right amount of fiber.
That's what I tell him. But I don't know how to, you know, I'm combating toots with boogers and it's just disgusting. Welcome to the I'm Not So Hard podcast.
My husband tried to seduce me yesterday while I scrubbed barf out of a cushion cover. It was dog barf. Yeah. The real Biley kind. And I was like, what are you doing? I appreciate the compliment. And also, I'm pissed off by the compliment.
I mean, did you go through with the deed? Was he Bridgerton enough to get you scrubbing situation into a...
I gotta tell you, I've been a real cold fish lately. You know how you like... Do you go through phases where you just like feel like you're just a turd and you just can't get into it? You're like...
Yes, kind of. Yeah, I can't get into it with him, but I have. I'm never a lady without her power tools. Let's put it that way. I'm not gonna like suffer from anxiety or what, you know,
lunacy, as they call it, I believe.
They used to give you one of those razzle dazzles to stop lunacy. And if that was the case, I would have been at the doctor literally 7 days a week.
Oh, man. So that poor guy. No, I've just been like angry. Like
everybody is right now.
We're like
right
at the end.
We're at the end of things.
So it's like
metaphorically, literally like. Marriage isn't easy. Kids aren't easy. School isn't easy. Nothing's easy. And that includes me. I'm not easy. So right now I'm like, unless we've had a perfect like 8-day streak, I'm not putting out. And he's okay with it. He's like, you're growly to begin with. I don't think this is going to make up for 8 days.
I have to say, both of us, by the time we get into bed, are so exhausted that it's like, it's like we give each other a pat on the arm and that's like the most we can do before it's like lights out.
That's right. I think you look at each other and you're like, I want to be better. I just want to go to bed right now. Is that okay?
I know.
And can you please just put a pillow over your face so I can get a good night's sleep? No offense to you, but can you just give me my space? And on that note, I would like to remind you that today is my husband's birthday.
That's right. Somebody owes somebody a BJ.
First of all, Jen, I'd like...
He's not listening. It doesn't matter. You're not going to remind him. You think he forgot?
He has not forgotten. I am literally like six behind at this point. And I know that comes with the marriage contract. That's supposed to be the thing, right? You give one on his birthday. I would just like to say that I don't have one note from my doctor. I have two. I have a dentally small mouth note from doctor, and I got TMJ this year note All from right. doctor. So I'm technically putting myself in danger if I do that. I'm just letting you know. I can't run the risk of breaking my jaw.
Kristen claims, she doesn't claim, she has doctors. I don't know if they're chiropractors or
what do you need
DOs
to know?
Or so, who have said it's this woman, she can risk injury.
And we don't need to know what those injuries are because I don't have those made up right now. But I know that, like, I just... I have a dentally small mouth and I have TMJ, and I feel like both of those things, and I have a disagreeable attitude. I should not have to do any of that.
That's what I was going to say. If you tell your husband, if I give you a baby, my jaw's going to hurt so bad I can't talk. He'll be like,
yeah.
So you got him shoes for his birthday.
I have been buying my husband shoes. That's really, I'm just discovering this right now. Yes, I've been buying my husband's shoes since we first met because he had moved here from Chicago and he was doing a show at his theater and he was dedicating all of it. Remember when they were opening the West Side Comedy Theater and he worked like 80 hours a week?
Yeah.
And they just worked so hard to get that place open. And he had these boots. And I remember he was on stage and I was like, oh my God, he's perfect. I love him. He has a hole in his shoe. And then in my head, I was like, well, I can buy him shoes and then we're good to go. You know? So I bought him, Doc Martin boots for his birthday, and he Aww. Still has them. And I've kind of bought him a pair of shoes every birthday since, I guess.
Mostly I love that.
His shoes get real skizzy because he doesn't, it's a whole nother battle, but.
He's a shoe guy.
He's a shoe guy. And I'm a shoe girl, and we kind of wear the same shoes.
They have the same taste. Just Air Force Ones, anything with a platform and a lace-up shin.
It's so true. It's so true. I don't want anything. He's like, do you ever wear heels? And I'm like, you know what?
Yes,
I do. On a nice, super nice date. Is that what we're doing right now, or are we just going to go get a taco? What's the expectation? You know how you have content to push out and a story to share?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I have any motivation, absolutely.
That's
yes.
right. Well, I'm going to remove the complexity for you with issue. They make content look amazing wherever you post, and it's exactly how you envisioned it.
Yes, because Issue is an all-in-one platform to create and distribute your digital publications, including social media like Instagram and Facebook. They can even help you make animated Instagram stories.
And you can start now using Issue for free, but they also offer premium features that give you a more customized experience.
Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issuu.com/podcast and use promo code MOM. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code MOM at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issuu.com/podcast with promo code MOM. That's issuu.com/podcast with promo code MOM.
You know that sometimes I just don't have the time or the energy to cook, especially if it's something healthy. There's a lot of upkeep with remote learning and taking care of your family and your pets and exercising and cleaning. And you know how I like to lift weights a lot. So this is...
Yes. Listen, yeah. We're not those 50s moms anymore that spend the morning vacuuming, cleaning house, and then planning the healthy meal.
No, no.
And doing diet pills. That's not us.
That's not us. And so this all changed once I found Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables. It literally takes minutes to make, and you never have to think twice if what you're eating, is it good for me? Because I'm always suspicious of anything that's healthy because I'm like, this isn't going to taste good. But no lie, it tastes really good.
It does taste really good. And the nice thing is you don't have to overthink any of your meals for the week, because with Daily Harvest, you can have a smoothie for breakfast, a crisp flatbread for lunch, or their harvest bowls for dinner, which is what Jen and I enjoy so much.
And the other good thing is Daily Harvest doesn't use preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything for those of you that are into that stuff.
By the way, they just included and started almond milk, which, by the way, if you've ever tried to make that yourself, it's literally impossible.
I'm not milking an almond, you guys, but Daily Harvest is.
It's so hard. So they are also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging.
So get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code IMOMSOHARD to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code IMOMSOHARD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com. Well, so what I... Okay. My son just had his birthday.
I was going to say.
What can you do for his birthday? Can you go like socially distant dinner somewhere?
I have TMJ and I have a dentally small mouth. I am not doing any of that. Oh,
I mean just socially distant job, which maybe I could do that.
Oh, man. I just wish you could give him a gift certificate and you wouldn't feel bad about it. Like, just go to this place. I don't want to know. I don't want to see it on the credit card. It's fine.
Don't be weird, man.
We went to, he just got a new record player and we went to a record shop.
That's fun. It was fun. Oh my God, how fun.
They only allowed 5 people in the place at a time, which was funny because I was like, you've got 5 people to go in there. And you know, if I tell you I like vinyl, it's just to sound cool. Like, I wear a Ramones t-shirt and I don't even think I know who the Ramones are. I'm fully aware that my bookshelf is out to impress and not really what I read. You know, like, I don't lead with Grisham or Daniel Steele. I'm like, look at all my Kate Chopin on my shelves. Aren't I like so educated? So I front a lot, but like this place, I was like in there and I was like so bored after 2 seconds because I kind of don't know the names of music artists and I just know like songs and they're all Taylor Swift. I'm literally what record stores hate. I'm like, oh, Colin, well, if we're going to eat something, we've been in here for 6 minutes. He's like, we're supposed to just like browse. And I'm like, ugh. So then we were in there and he bought 2 records, vinyl. You're not supposed to say vinyls. You're supposed to say just vinyl. I was corrected by the guy. And now we listen to,
you know,
records.
I got to go in there and shame that guy.
I know you'd be great at it. I'm a music Apple Music person. I want to go to Spotify or Pandora and play today's top hits and lose myself in real average fare.
That's a fun birthday. So you brought him to get albums. Like, he'll remember that he got these 2 on his birthday. You guys went in and got it. That's perfect.
Yeah,
it was a good birthday thing.
It was and it's raining out, so we couldn't go to any restaurants. And we're doing the best we can. And I was lucky Casey came over for the hour while the kids were doing remote learning, so it just gave everybody a break. But that's as good as it's gonna get, y'all. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Last year, we were trying to do the math on when we went into like lockdown for sure. And I think it was March 12th is what I think the date was. And so we were able to celebrate his birthday. And so now we have done everybody's birthday in our family in quarantine.
Yeah, I have to say my son's birthday was, I'm sighing. I remember when it was. It's February 26th. I remember the day. It was a big day for me also.
Yep.
So his birthday was a couple weeks ago. And I think that we had the initial super spreader event in 2020. That was my son's birthday party because his school has a lot of like,
with that.
his school has a lot of, international travelers. Like, when they've been in quarantine, they've been doing school from like everywhere in the world. They're at grandparents' house.
I know.
Literally all over the world. And so they come back from the holidays. Some of them take a month off and they spent the month in Australia. Like, people were out of town. out of the country. Totally. And so here's my weakness. And I know I'm going to get a lot of like comments on this, but I believe if you invite somebody from school, you must invite everyone from school. Like you could
from
invite one person.
Class?
Yes. I think you could invite one or two of your best friends and say, please don't say that I'm having a birthday party. You could say I'm having so-and-so over. But if you invite 10 kids from your class, my rule is you have to invite all of the kids from your class because I hate the idea that somebody would be left out. And like I've literally been to and seen birthdays that were so sad for that reason. And like I don't want a kid to feel like that. I don't want my kid to feel like that. I don't want any other kid to feel excluded. And guess what? Pizza is not that expensive.
Right.
So we had a backyard party and I thought probably only a few of the kids would come. So here's my trick. I sent out a real late invitation. So the kids invited, they could come, thinking like maybe a third of the class will come. Every kid in the class came.
Yeah. Your backyard looked like Lake Havasu during spring break. It was literally like, I thought there was going to be a cocktail server with the drink tray, like just walking above the crowd, like moving across the thing. People were like yelling at each other across the way. There were people losing it in the bounce house. There was beer. There was like every kind of candy on the table. I think I went into like sugar coma and a buzz at the same time. It was, I had a great time. I was wearing
accoutrement. I learned from Kristen, you get a bounce house and pretty much everybody's happy.
That's right.
You serve beer and then the parents are happy.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of friends were made that day. Like a lot of parents connected and they never got to, but it was basically every kid from his class, like 25 of them came and brought a sibling.
Oh my
and
God.
Brought
there were so many people
their parents.
There.
Yeah. And my husband and I were like, okay, we're going to call and order more pizza. Like it, you know, and some people don't even RSVP, so you don't know what to expect. I had to have him go get another cake from Costco. But luckily, there were so many people there that they, like, stayed for so long that we had, like,
open the garage for reinforcements. We've got decorations from 2018.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is why I always keep extra, like, treat bag sort of tchotchkes
you're
on hand.
Like an Easter egg. It's fine. It's in the theme. It's an Easter themed February party.
So we had this party. It was great. It was February 29th, which we thought it was fun because that was a weekend. We had to do it because you and I were out of town. We were in Texas doing shows.
Then
those were the last ones we did. Because it was before. I mean, it was way before they said do anything. This is like 2 weeks before shit got serious.
But you know what? I have some theories about birthday parties. I think birthday parties can make parents, especially new parents, feel a lot of, I call it Pinterest pressure, like Pinterest pressure. I'm trying to say that with my, I think that you can feel a lot of pressure about birthdays. And then in the end, your kids, they just want to like play together. They don't care about all that stuff. Now, not to say if you're one of those moms, I think you're one of these moms. I have another friend who's just so creative and good at throwing a party and they enjoy it. And it's not at the expense of their family or keeping up with the Joneses. And I say, I am all in. I say, go for it. Lean in, do your thing. I went to a little party one time with Eleanor and she had created this photo op on the wall where if you stood in certain places, it looked like you were doing different things. So if you stood in one place, it looked like you were a dragon with, flames coming out. That's the other one looked like you were doing bubbles like a mermaid. Like I was like, in a million years, first of all, this is not where I'm gonna like it's never gonna be directed at such a sweet project. You want me to like deck a house out on Halloween and make it look terrifying and tacky? I am your lady, but delicate, sweet, and girly, not my bag of tea. So I tried really hard, but I felt so not my bag of tea. That is disgusting.
That's, well, you, no.
Because you my tea bag.
Somebody's really fixated on their work later today. Birthday work.
Speaking of party favors, I don't want to feel that kind of pressure anymore. And Finn and Eleanor are both a little bit older at this point that I have this like cutoff internally that I'm like, at 10, we're going to... Because Finn's birthday was just a couple weeks ago as well. And we did it so light.
Yeah.
I didn't do a very good job, but we were kind of like, what?
No, it was.
It was great. We did a nice family Zoom, and Finn got everything he wanted, which is the saddest list of stuff you've ever heard, you guys, which included.
God love him.
He wanted sugared cereal for breakfast, which he never gets. So he calls it Tiger Flakes.
What's like, Tiger Flakes?
What's the lion? Frosted Flakes.
So he wanted sugar. That's like nutritious food in our house.
I know. We're just, so we don't have sugared cereal. Finn's like, I want some of those Tiger Flakes. And then I want my Sweeney special, which is chicken, mac and cheese, and broccoli for dinner. Then
oh
I want to zoom my family. And then basically was like, can I have a pipe and a nice story to sit by the fire? Like, whatever. He had a great birthday because he's simple. And Eleanor's is coming up, which makes me feel pressure. And I think, you know what? You want to know what Eleanor wants?
What?
Eleanor wants God's honest truth. She wants a lumberjack beard and to get her ears pierced.
I love that. I'm on board with all of that.
I mean, does that describe who she is or what? And I'm going to go get a sheet cake for $11 from Ralph's, and I'm going to have her Zoom with the people she loves, and we're going to call it a day. Because that's like the pressure right now, especially at this time. I don't have a workaround, and I would just rather not be a stress ball than impose that on
her.
Only, I
can't
do it.
There's only so much you can do. And I think it's good that they have to understand that. I will say that I'm really proud of my kids from, you know, the last year that they,
I know,
they get that it's a tough situation. But here's I have two things to say about it, and I hope this makes sense. I'm not promising that it will, and I'll probably say like a lot, but I'm not good at necessarily the everyday, like making somebody feel like super special. But I do feel like birthdays.
I disagree with that, but go ahead.
Well, that's sweet. I feel like a holiday or a birthday, I want them to feel like royalty. I want them to feel like good and that they got something they shouldn't have gotten. Like, you know, like that they got away with something. Like, I like that. But I only do it every other year. So my son got his big birthday party, and my daughter's is the other year, which would be last July, and she didn't get a party. So she woke up, and the first thing out of her mouth today was, I shit you not, how many days until my birthday? And I said, 4 months,
oh, 10 God.
Days. And she goes, okay, I either want a bingo, that's what I said. Bingo is Bluey, the cartoon, the dog cartoons, the Australian Shepherd.
I thought you were literally
Shepherd.
Saying bingo. I was like, that's the greatest thing I've ever
no,
heard.
No, but that's what we're
going to
play. That's what we're going to play for sure. But she's either wants bingo. She wants new Annie. She loves new Annie.
That's so
I
cute.
Loved Annie.
Then all the girls can dress as like the little orphan girls, which is so fun.
Totally. There's like a million things. So I'm super excited about it. And I said, I was like, if it is humanly possible, you are going to have the biggest birthday party ever, because kind of the only other big one she had was when she turned one, because she just had, like, we were on tour for the one that would have been her big one, and we were in where, Philly or something like that.
You mean where the
pigeon shit in my face?
Yeah, pigeon shit in your face birthday, which is, I felt like a personal gift to me rather than,
it was a good day for you.
I will never forget Delilah's birthday, because that was one of the best days I don't know if I've laughed really hard, but I thought maybe I would sprain an organ.
Yeah.
Trying not to laugh because you were so upset, and
she
holding
was,
it in is, it's not right. It's not good for you. You should just explode.
It was a sad day for me. And also we went to like a steakhouse with nobody in it. She was like, well, great. I'm three. I love baked potatoes. You know, it was not a fun day for her, and that should have been her big party. So last year was going to be her big party, odd year for her.
Yep.
Didn't happen. So this year I want to pull out
Go
all
big.
The stops if it's possible to make it happen this year. And she was also like, well, if we can't have a party, can we go to Hawaii with Eleanor's family? I was like,
big yes.
Then I might be able to.
big yes. Big yes.
We've
and
been
then
saving
Eleanor
our pennies because we've done
Eleanor
nothing
and Finn
else.
Will stay with you, and Colin will get his birthday. It'll be
that's such. He'll be like, you know what? It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait. I'll be like, babe, we got, I can only do them in Hawaii. It's the, it's literally, that's determined by science that I can only do because the drinks are good and the hotels are beautiful. So I can't cheapen myself here. I mean, it's against science. That's what everybody says. Well, you'll pull together a great birthday for her. And you know, when you think about your life and you're grown up, did your parents have big birthdays for you? That was not something we did. Oh, that's
God,
true.
No. The only birthday party I remember was getting the Barbie camper van one year. Yeah, and that was like, that was a good present.
That's a great, that's like a rich people present.
well, let me tell you, this is the part I remember clearly. My mom was like, don't look out the window. Which I never looked out the window.
So now you're like, I kind of want to look out the window.
Now I have to go sneak into my brother's room and look out the window. And I saw her pulling this huge box out of the trunk of our Datsun, which tells you how not rich we were.
That's how come it's so special, though, because you know they really had to, like, pull it together to get that for you.
It was a big deal. That was a big gift. And I played with it forever.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think my birthday, my mom... I remember one when I was in kindergarten being pretty big, and I also felt like it was unruly, so I probably started young feeling like a sense of anxiety at parties. And then I was like, everybody's touching my stuff. Like, I don't understand. And then I remember when I was 16, my mom...
You had a sweet 16 party?
Barely. My mom, so Lynn, my best friend in high school, convinced me she was going to take me to a very fancy dining location in Grand Island called Hunan's. It was the only Chinese restaurant for miles, for everywhere. And I was like, Lynn, that is so expensive. So we're driving and her like...
That must be like $11.99 a plate,
yeah,
or something.
This is a buffet all you can eat. What are you, money bags? So then we're driving and she goes, oh no, I forgot my checkbook. And I go, oh, that's okay. I'll just pay for it. That's no big deal. And she's like, but I have to get my checkbook. And then she was like, just let me get my checkbook. And I was like, what is it? So I was like, are we fighting? And she's like, I just need to get my checkbook. And then we got in the house and she's like sweating through her shirt. And then my mom had a bunch of girls at the house and we did like pizza. And I got a leather bomber jacket from Warner's.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
And my big freaking diesel car, which was not the dream I had, but that's fine.
You know, they could have still wheels, man.
They could have fronted a Ford Escort with a nice big red bow on the front like my dream had it, but that's cool. A leathered bomber jacket's fine. Did I mention my dad owned a car dealership? No big deal. No hard feelings, Terry and Dewey.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know, Lynn is Kristen's best friend growing up, and mine was Mandy. And so my birthday is August 15th, and hers is August 20th.
Oh, wow, that's so close.
It's so close. So we had our 13th birthday party together, and it was, I wore my
nothing but
nicest
a bunch of boners
Z Cavaricci t-shirt, farted real loud in front of everybody.
Z Cavaricci was so expensive.
I know, I got it for my birthday. It was like $32. I know. And I got it for my birthday.
$1 million shirt now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they would literally pay $1 million for it. Right now. I remember all the guys wore Z Cavaricci pants. And if they were black, the Z Cavaricci part was white, like right on the crotch. It was very, I was like, how can you not look at it?
Might as well be an arrow pointing to their junk.
Yeah, and you know, and then you're like, and it's like sticking out weird. Good thing there's a lot of pleats. I don't know. It seems like you need room in there. What's going on? And then a nice silk shirt, and then you would dance weird. Ugh, 13. Best years ever.
That really dates us. Yeah. I mean, we've seen movies about that, I think.
Let's not. I don't know. I said I was having a birthday, and it's my 28th.
Well, because we are stuck at home being safe. So for my son's birthday, we were going to get my son a PlayStation 5, which is not a typical gift. They're very expensive. But I was like, I don't know how much more as a family we're going to be stuck in here, and we need some form of... And
ain't no judgment from this lady. If I thought that buying an elephant would entertain my kids for 30 minutes, I'd get one.
I didn't have to spend $300 on pizza this birthday, so I feel like I sort of got away with a lot.
Did you
so
get him one? Like, did you find one?
We couldn't find one. And yeah, well, you could
out
find
everywhere.
They're out everywhere. You can find them like on eBay, and they're like $1,000. And I was like, we can buy books. We don't.
You
want to
know what
that.
I want to do? I want to get in a fight with the person that listed that sucker for $1,000 on eBay. A, because they're smart, and B, because they're pissing me off because they're profiting from my need to have my kid be on a screen. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you? Give it to me for retail, you butthole.
The thing I thought that would be fun for is they can play physical stuff with other kids. And then I thought it may, I don't know. You know, you have those pipe dreams that you and your husband are going to get into sick shape because you're going to like do dance. Like, what's that dance game?
I actually do really like that game.
I do too. It's not fun when you're drunk, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not Dance Revolution. There's another one. And it, like, screens you when you're dancing. I do it all the time. No, I don't. That's like, a lie. I used to do it. See,
that's the hope, though, is that you're going to, like, really just get into that, do that for 30 minutes a day and really get into shape. But so that was what we were thinking. We didn't get that. So he did not get – it was sort of like a normal birthday. It would have been like a birthday we had when we were kids.
Yeah, man, which is like a cake. Your family.
The series of the book that you're into at the time.
Yeah. Maybe a Barbie if you're having a good year. If your mom's not mad at you, you get a Barbie. And that's it. That's kind of it.
And then we said you can order whatever you want to for dinner. And thank God, just bless him, he wanted sushi. Because then my husband and I got to cheat on our healthy lifestyle commitment.
Oh, God.
Order sushi.
I know. You know what? There's some romance into keeping things simple. Your kids they don't judge you based on what you give them, and it feels good to us because right now we're just in this incredibly difficult situation where you're like, what do we do? And you're not spending a ton of money. You're not going out. You're not eating out or whatever. So you throw it at them a little bit, and we did that too. And I feel like the most important thing is that they hear from the people they love and they feel special for the day. And then you move on. Cause you know what?
Totally.
It's like my kid was revving up for his birthday for 3 weeks. Every day it was like, hey, can I stay up for 45 minutes longer? Cause it's my birthday almost. I'm like, what the hell kind of, what? No.
That's what I was going to say when you said like young parents or like new parents feel a lot of pressure is that the kids are so excited just to turn another year older, and they're excited to see their friends. So the fact that like they get to see their kids from class at their house, how crazy is that? And that they're going to have like the cheapest, like paper thin pepperoni pizza you could possibly find. And they're going to have a bag full of like hand stampers and like,
yeah, it's true. And let me just say this to all of you parents out there, like the walkaway gift, that's, you don't have to have those, but let me tell you something. Those walkaway gifts have trumped the presents that we've bought for Christmas. Like I find gifts, walkaway presents from your parties all the time. And I'm like, they just played with this thing. It's a maze with a little ball in it. And I'm like 30 cents, but we've got like $200 bike that's like getting dust on it. I can't win. Jen's going to pick out her mom box.
So I have so many black leggings that I can tell by how faded they are, like which ones they are. If they're the like super stretchy ones with the high waist, if they're the ones with the really low crotch that I just wear when I'm painting something. Like I have so many different pair, and I thought I had this like psychosis, but I posted about black leggings and the women came out of the woodwork to say
they totally did
share the same affliction because it's the easy, they're free. You can get a pair of leggings like for $3-4 sometimes at Target and they're comfy. They work, they go with everything. You don't have to look at my crotch if you don't want to. That's, my eyes are up here, but I wear them like especially around the house all the time. And this, I had to share this, Amber R said, commented on the post. My favorite leggings are quote unquote maternity leggings. My youngest child is 14. I can only wear them at home now because mama's lack of thigh gap has rubbed them threadbare. But do I throw them away after I stress added to my Old Navy cart 6 pairs during quarantine? No. Nope. That's the exact, I've never one for one. I've never bought a pair and thrown a pair away. I just keep saving them. And now I don't know to tell the difference between like workout pants versus just like cheap ass, like Forever 21 leggings. I have double digits though.
That's insane. I am not a leggings person. And I think it's because I'm built like I'm built like a boy. I have no waist. And then my butt is a little thick. And then my shins are the only thing on me that are skinny. And just to make sure everybody understands that
she's very tiny ankles too.
I have very tiny ankles and shins, but then it just goes up into this like wide V. So like leggings always come down in my crotch unless they're workout pants. And then they're on like, you know, they're like glued on my body and I can't wait to get them off. So I'm a jeans girl, but I do have a strong connection to all of my hoodies. And it's so tacky because they're ours. They all say I mom so hard and I can't get rid of them, but I know that it's tacky to wear your own merch, but I'm like, yeah, these are the softest, mostest, and they're disgusting. I have like, they're the sleeves are covered in goo and like they've totally been stained and I don't care. And they just are comfortable. That's the thing.
They really are. And I bet you want to buy one now. You can't because we gave up.
I know.
But at some point, we'll give it another go. But they were great for a while. But I know that your leggings are jeans because when I had, I think Delilah, and I couldn't fit into any of my clothes. You were like, hold on, I'm going to bring you 40 pairs of jeans for you to try on.
I know. And I'm mortified really because you were so small. I had no frame of reference. I'm like, she could fit into the left leg of those jeans. And then
I could not fit into your jeans.
Yes,
I
could not. And then you gave me a pair of your jeans and I just showed them to Casey today. You gave me a pair of really cool distressed jeans. And you were like, I know, I don't want this to come off weird, but because I know you're taller than me, you have a, like, you might wear a little bit bigger of a size than I do right now, and I have these really cool jeans I got from Anthropology. Do you want them? And I was like, you know what, that is the nicest way anybody said, do you want a pair of jeans, because I'm too skinny for them. I'm like, yep, I want those jeans. And I went home and I was like, they're my goal pants, I'm gonna get into them someday.
No,
literally I can't even. Like when I put them on around my waist, it just looks like there's like three circles, which is the loop to where the button goes, my actual belly button and the other button. And they're fighting each other. It's like a bar fight. Like who's, and I'm telling you, button is not getting in buttonhole because button in the middle,
I don't think,
is like a giant bouncer at a club and they are at capacity. And
I don't
not
think
letting
that's
you
true
in.
Because I saw you wear them. I just think they're higher in the waist than you like.
That's super nice of you, and you're being a good friend, but I'm telling you.
I'm not.
Yes, you are, because when I wore them with a long shirt, and I didn't button them. But I know they were expensive, and they were very cool, so I was like, just wear a tunic top. That's where I'm at, you guys. So, you don't know if my pants are open right now.
None of your business.
It's not, you know, we're all doing our best. Don't even get me started.
That's
on
why
short
I, you know what? I'm going to send you a pair of like really comfy leggings and you're gonna be like, you know what? Deal with my camel toe, people, because these are comfy.
I know. I understand. We had a lot of people that were giving us leggings at the show.
Oh, yeah. And, I forgot about that.
And I put them on and I was like, these are too like second skin. I need something that feels a little more like a work uniform to feel
more cargo-y.
I need cargo-y
utility in the description.
Like I could knock on your door and be like, I heard you had a leak in apartment 4 and I could fix it. I can't do that in leggings. They're too ballerina for me.
Kristen made this really good observation that if you are not like super, like if you're not teaching yoga class or like a fitness influencer, you have the same situation up front that you have in the back, just a like slightly smaller scale. So you've got like front butt, which is your camel toe that just goes straight up to your belly button.
Yeah.
And then, so it looks like a front butt and it's not, but but they're so comfy.
I say, be comfortable. My thing is be comfortable. And on that note, when we're talking about front butt and, and giant camel toe, I have a hot flash, and I think it's a good
one. Oh, okay.
I got
I'm so curious.
Let's talk about a hot flash, baby.
Hot flash, hot flash.
Let's see if we can wake up my dead libido.
Listen, everybody's libido is dead. I put out today because it was Colin's birthday and we had a great time.
Look how happy that made me. I'm such a weirdo. I was
you
like,
are
oh,
a weirdo.
Good.
I'm only telling you that because and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, you're only telling me that and everyone listening to this podcast, but they can keep secrets.
I don't think they're going to rewind it and be cool. Like, boy, she really spiced up that story. I was like, we did it and it was fine.
What did she say? Did they hit it and quit it? Would they say?
We hit it and
quit
it.
That makes it sound cool.
we hit it and quit it. And then I was like, can we make this happen faster so we have a little more downtime when it's done and we can just lay here? And he's super down for that. He's like, yeah. I'm like, let's not try to have a movie, like make a movie or a music video or any kind of like Enya
right.
song.
Take
let's just,
my breath away. Nope. That's what sometimes you're just like, baby, you impressed me years ago. You don't have
don't
to
need
keep.
That.
Yeah. Let's you know, nobody be a hero tonight. No,
nope.
Let's just, I don't need a hero. I just need
I need to lay down.
I need
without
to watch
any
Netflix.
Sort of cardiovascular expectations. Not that that's So the point is he did great. So on to a hot flash that both my husband and I, we both share this hot flash, is I'm having a big minute with Dave Grohl. I always have. Do you know who that is? He used to be, you absolutely know who that is. I don't know why I asked you that. He used to be the drummer for Nirvana and then he went on to the Foo Fighters. He's super nice. And so on TikTok, which again, you guys, if I spent half the time doing anything other than my kids would have better birthdays. That's what it comes down to. Okay.
Kristen would be LPN right now if she were in nursing school instead
of
on TikTok.
God. I would be so educated. I'd be so educated. And I've learned a couple things, but there's this
LNP?
Great...
Shit. I'm so stupid.
No,
I don't know.
A licensed practical nurse, right? LPN.
Oh,
nurse.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Long-term care?
It was
sure.
Licensed nurse practitioner.
Here's the point. I'd be licensed in something other than
absolutely.
Wasting my life.
Yeah.
God's going to be like, you... No one cares about a gap
Kristen, I gave you 104 years.
Yeah.
And here you are 96 and you're trying to.
You can't
still
can't fold a fitted bed sheet. What the fuck do you need TikTok for? you've improved nothing.
Oh, God.
You've
it's
improved
that old,
nothing.
It's that old thing. He's like, I sent you the MySpace. I sent you the Facebook.
I
send you the TikTok, and I expect you to learn things.
And you didn't do shit.
You didn't.
Like, you literally, your house is still messy. Your hair is a disaster. I'm doing my best. But I really found this story so cute. So this kid is young. He's like 10, and he's in a restaurant. And this guy walks in, and he immediately starts crying because he's such a huge fan. It's Dave Grohl. He walks in. And he's so overwhelmed because he's such a fan that he starts to cry. But Dave Grohl notices it. And like the parents are like, we're really sorry. He's a huge fan. He just kind of doesn't know what to do with his feelings. And so Dave Grohl sits down. He's with his family. He's a total family guy. Sits down, has a chat with this kid for a good 10 or 15 minutes. Goes, has dinner with his family. And he goes, hey, you know, if you want to take a picture or something or talk to me again when you're getting ready to leave. So the kid kind of comes together and he's like so overwhelmed and so inspired. And Dave Grohl goes to leave. He's got a kid in his arm. He's got a baby and he goes outside and there's tons.
How hot is that?
So,
hello.
I mean,
rock star with a baby in his
hands. You
want
to talk about cardiovascular activity. Thank you. So
Kristen's like, forget my TMJ, man.
Yeah. I don't need you to, you can't even see what's happening right now on this podcast, but that's not your business. So, he walks outside and the kid goes to him and was like, you know, like waving like bye. And there's paparazzi and Dave Grohl like gave it to, he was like, get, you know, like back off. And then he started talking to this kid. He was like, it's really nice to meet you. And he's like, shut you know, like such a rocker dude. And then my other favorite story, and you, if you have not seen him tell this story, he was in a show. He fell off the stage. He fractured his leg and dislocated his ankle. He goes off stage. The doctor goes, you can't go back and play because if I don't hold your foot in place, it will fall out of, it'll dislocate again. I have to like hold it in place. And Dave Grohl's like, I guess you're going to finish this show with me then. So Dave Grohl goes back
on
stage.
That's amazing. Oh my God.
Back on stage.
You would do that.
I would do that. Finishes
the
show.
You totally would
show.
Do that. You'd be like, it's embarrassing. Can we act like he's not here, but let's do this.
Yeah.
And I would be like, everybody needs to accompany me to a comfy place.
Yeah. And then I'd be the world's biggest pain in the ass. And I would be like, 5 years later, I'd be like, do you guys remember when I was so heroic?
Well, okay. Truth be told, the guy shot me up with a bunch of pain drugs, so I don't remember any of it. But tell me how cool it was.
Oh, God, he's so hot. And then this is dorky, but our neighborhood city council asked him if he would be part of the 4th of July parade. And he's like, yeah, cool, man. And he drove his like VW van just through this residential parade for no reason other than the city council asked him. He's a cool ass down.
Okay, so that's
dude.
What. This is what I was going to say. Kristen told me about how he has this, like, one of those really cool, like, collector Volkswagen buses. Not like my grandparents' camper Volkswagen bus that had a shitter in it. Although it was pretty cool.
The shitter's, like, covered. It doesn't
no, it was a regular seat. No, it was just a regular seat that you like took.
There's a hole in it. And you took it.
You could literally seatbelt yourself in while shitting. And you know what was right behind it? The sink.
The cooler.
And the everything. And the cooler. Yeah, the fridge. So you could sit. You could take a dump in this. You could reach around. You could grab a drink.
Beer. And you could play cards. I don't know why you're thinking that's not
the table
it
like
for
pops in there. Okay. So he's got but the cool version of that. So Kristen tells us about this. And of course, my husband's like, what's it look like? Blah, blah, blah. And Kristen describes what it's like because we've heard we live in LA. Like you can like kind of go anywhere. And there's some like the guy who played Chunk in Goonies, his mom used to teach at our school.
Yeah, there's like, always like a weird famous by proxy, but you still get like your breath. You go,
you still,
like, if you still see someone famous, that's like, especially like somebody really famous, you're like, oh my God, like, sorry, sidebar, the time you and we were at that restaurant and you three were talking about something girly. And I was like, will you assholes just notice that Justin Bieber is sitting right next to me? Yes. And you three were like, and I just love those earrings that dangle. I'm like, what is
happening?
Then
all of a sudden I was like, well, truth be told, I thought Justin Bieber would not have that sort of adult acne.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I know.
I was actually happy that
you guys didn't notice it because you would be like, I don't like his attitude.
Because I got a Justin thing. I was like, he better have tipped well. Because the guy's got a lot of scratch. But so the neighborhood that I live in, there's like a really nice part of it. We all know what this is like, where it's like where JoJo Siwa lives. Is
unbelievable.
It is, and also down there is where Dave Grohl lives. And
I'm
so
going to Halloween
heard,
over there.
Yeah, but no, it's hilly. You don't want to. And I don't know. I don't give out great candy, so I'm
not talking about your candy. I'm talking about Dave Grohl's
candy. Dave Grohl
candy? And I
well,
respect that Dave Grohl's candy is occupied by another wife candy, but I'm just saying if I could see the candy, I don't have to eat the candy.
Well, evidently has a super young, beautiful model-esque wife.
What?
Because my husband told me this, and here's the story. Just to prove that my neighborhood is not fancy, except the Dave Grohl part is, which is ways away. So our school, like, we can't afford our band. Like, our...
Everybody's having a hard time fronting for Clarinets, you guys.
Listen, LAUSD, they pay for very little. And that
they don't
band,
pay for
man.
Anything. It's all up to parents per each school. It's really
come
hard.
On, the arts, guys. Support them. Yeah. Like, so nobody, like, we can't afford to pay the band. And so my husband and I are brainstorming, like, what do we do? My husband's out jogging one day, and he sees this Volkswagen bus drive by, and it's the bus that Kristen described from the neighborhood parade in Los Angeles. So my husband
lost my mind. I would have ran after that bus.
No, my husband flags him down, stops the bus with his body, in the middle of the street and begs, like makes him roll down the window. And he's like, the wife, the beautiful model wife, clearly wanted to get home and was not having any of my husband's shit. But my husband, there are kids in the back of it too.
Sweating, and he's like, I just need to talk to you about.
He's like, he said, he's like, my glasses were fogged up and I was so excited and I could not have looked like more like a crazy grandpa at the moment. I mean, the mom was like, look, I got one kid on the shitter back here. I got another one in the front. Like,
they think it's really awesome. You can crap and shit and eat and play Uno at the same time.
But we got to get home, right? So my husband's like, what if we make it like the Dave Grohl Orchestra? What if, can you help us like pay for the, and he was really cool and listened to my husband and like, I mean, so that was, and then we go into quarantine. So like nothing has happened, but I can guarantee you that my husband looks super psychotic and gets that one weird crossed eye, like when he gets too excited. So I'm sure he looked like the biggest psycho, and Dave Grohl was so nice to him.
But any man, any grown ass man who would run after another man who is also a famous man in an effort to support the arts at their school, I think the real hero of the story is your husband.
I'm going to go give him a job. And there you have it.
God bless you. And if I would just appreciate that you not share that with anybody that might hear
I won't, because I don't want the pressure.
Okay. Also, my husband didn't run after Dave Grohl, but he does do a lot of hours on governance council.
Well, I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted.
I think we're done. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.